This week Parsha actually is not yet talking about the Jewish people. Because Parshat Noach, describing what happened between the 10 generations from Adam to Noach. And then another 20 generations from Noach to Avraham. And Avraham mentioned at the end. But there is something that it's important to realize. Noach himself was actually the second father of the human being, of the human race. Right? Because all the people before him perished by the flood, by the Mabul. So he was the second father of people. He has three sons. One of them related to us, Shem. Shem, Ham, v'Yefet. Unfortunately, everyone heard about the very tragic notion called anti-Semitism. So you have to know it's connected to Shem. Semites are Shem, the people that came from Shem. So from Shem came many nations, but when they say anti-Semite, they mean Jews. Avraham Avinu was the 10th generation to Noah through Shem. Just a little bit, because we have only a few minutes, about the meaning of Shem, the meaning of the name Shem. It's a funny name. Imagine a young couple have a baby and they prepare the bris, right? So the mohel asks the father, what's the name of the baby? The answer will be name. Yeah, what's the name? Name. Funny name. How could you call someone name? Because the translation of the word Shem is name. Now you have to know that a name of a person or anyone, a real name, is actually the real name is the actual precise description of the character or the essence of the things that got the name. Actually, if you remember, last week Parashat Bereshit, Adam HaRishon, before Chava was created, Hashem gave him a project. He take all the animals and he passed them next to him and he has to name them. And it says, V'chol asher yikra lo Adam nefesh chaya ushmo, he gave them the right precise names. So, according to this, what is the meaning of the name Shem? What is Shem? Real name versus arbitrary. Real name is an accurate description of the thing that got the name. Now think about names. Each one of us has a name, right? Do you ever use your name for yourself? Unless someone asks you, what's your name? But you do not name for yourself, right? Name is only for others to relate to you. Only. Now there are names, you know, the name of the person, that what the parents give them when they were a baby. But there are names that we gain during our life. Let's say some people forgot their name when they got married. From now they're Honey or something like this. When the baby born, when baby start to talk, my name changed. My name is Abba, Tati, Daddy, whatever, right? So I got a new name. And again, this name describe the relationship with the one who relate to me through my name. Name is the description of who am I to those who use my name. When Noach give the name, Shem, to Shem, Noach was a tzaddik. Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. So each one of the names that he gave has meaning. The name, the word name in Hebrew are the letters Shin and Mem. Those letters are in the word Neshama, soul, Neshama, right? In the middle, Shin Mem. Shamayim, Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim ve et haAretz. Hashem himself called Hashem. What is the Shem? The Shem is the meaning, what I said before, the description of the essence. In order to give a right name, you have to understand the essence of the thing to give it the right, the proper name. So name is the spiritual meaning in the physical thing. We have a body, guf, and neshama. And the neshama include the letters Shin Mem because there is the essence of who we are. We are not bodies. We are a soul in a body. That's what we have to know about ourselves. Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim ve et haAretz. But the main thing is the Shamayim. The Aretz is just the vehicle, and the Shamayim is the one who leads it, or should lead it. Shem, later on, we'll find in next parasha, was a very great person. Vehu kohen le'el elyon, malki tzedek melech shalem, says the Midrash, this is Shem ben Noach. He is a servant for El Elyon, for God. Later on, Avraham Avinu came from Shem. And it was a very interesting thing. I'll just mention this because our time is up. When Avraham came back after he won the four kings who won the five kings, Malkitzedek Melech Shalem, which is Shem ben Noach, came to him and blessed him. And he says the following, Baruch Avraham le'el Elyon, Kone Shamayim Va'aretz, Uvaruch El Elyon Asher Migen Tzarecha Biyadecha. So first of all, he blessed Avraham. Baruch Avraham Le'el Elyon. You blessed to God. And then he said, Uvaruch El Elyon. Which is a little bit not right. You have to first bless Hashem and then bless the one who are blessed by Hashem. Says the Midrash that because of that, the Kehuna, the servant, being the servant of God, was taken from him and was given to Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham was the one who was going around everywhere and called in the name of Hashem. So Avraham himself was feeling uncomfortable when he got blessed by Shem ben Noach before Noah, Shem blessed Hashem. The terrible notion called anti-Semitism is the resistance of the nations of the world, the people of the world, but Avraham Avinu, to accept Hashem as the ruler of the universe, to accept the Shamayim leading the Aretz. Their philosophy, and that's what called Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah meaning worship something that not the right thing, the Zar, foreigner. So they want to live in the Aretz, in the physical dimension. They have nothing to do with, and in this week, Parsha also, they build the Tower of Babylon and they say, V'naaseh lanu Shem, we do not need you. We're going to choose about our destiny. So Avraham Avinu was the one who was standing in front against everyone. Lama nikra shmu Avraham ha'ivri, shehu omed me'ever echad, ve'kol ha'olam kulo omed me'ever acher. Why he was called Avraham the Hebrew? Hebrew is not just a name of a place or a name of a language. Hebrew is side. He took side. He was in one side and the entire world was in the other side. And what was his thing? You are wrong. The purpose of the universe is not here in the earth, it's there. And we have to connect the there and the here, the sham and the here. Anti-Semitism, you know, and many so-called professionals, researchers, try to explain anti-Semitism, the common denominator of all the theories, bunch of nonsense. No one really knows what anti-Semitism. I know, I'll tell you. It's not me. Anti-Semitism is the resistance to be connected to the real purpose of why Hashem created the universe. Hashem gave us, the Jews, this purpose in Ma'amad Har-Sinai, in the revelation at Sinai. And this is the cause of anti-Semitism. The Gemara says, Lama nikra shmo Har-Sinai, Mount Sinai. How come the name is Sinai? So it's not the pshat, but the deeper level. Sheshama yarda sin'a la'olam. There started the hatred, because the hatred comes from those who didn't accept the Torah to those who are getting the real thing. So the source of us started with Shem and with Noah naming his son according to what he knew, the truth that there is God who created the world and there is purpose to this. We are the lucky one that Hashem chose us from all nations and He gave us the Torah, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim v'natan lanu et Torato. And this is the reason of the jealousy that they have over us. Okay, that's what we could say now. It's part of something much bigger, but that's what we have.